Hello, my name is Will Gomez, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
No, I'm not.
You are not? What are the chances that you will vote in November 5th elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
50-50.
Okay. In which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
No state. I'm not registered to vote.
Oh, you're not registered. Okay. And what year were you born?
95.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I know it's still a long way, but what are the chances that you will... Oh, you already answered that one. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
I don't know.
Maybe...
Gas prices?
Okay.
Daily commute for the 10 minutes?
Economy? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, you skipped that one?
I skipped that one.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Probably skip it too.
Skip that one too? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean more towards voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Honestly, man, I'll skip it.
You don't lean
if I had to, like, gun to my head?
Yeah.
I guess Kennedy.
Kennedy? Okay.
I guess. Now,
okay, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using the scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that you are not at all willing to vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
0.
Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
The Republican.
Republican, okay, thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Regarding immigration... directly, mm-hmm. Donald Trump's government.
Okay, much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Not strongly.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next. I'm going to read to you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, please tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree?
Agreed.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the state for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
I strongly agree.
Much more likely?
Yeah.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. The options you have are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less?
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
More likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
More likely.
Thank you. A program that grants permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
More likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, and most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
More likely.
Thank you. We're almost done now. Please indicate whether you are concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Are you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Highly concerning.
Very concerned. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver and earn a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Very concerned, somewhat.
Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat. Thank you. Donald Trump and the Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Very concerning.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you the different approaches from former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. And on the other hand, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Which one do you agree with a little more?
The latter.
Okay, thank you. Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. Now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Gun to head, Kennedy.
Kennedy, okay, thank you. And as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? Yes, a family member, yes, a friend, yes, a coworker, yes, someone I know, yes, but I prefer not to specify, or no, I do not know anyone.
Yes, but I don't want to specify.
Okay, thank you. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information, like YouTube, OAN, Newsmax, Univision or Telemundo, Spanish language radio programs, WhatsApp, Fox News channel or website, MSNBC, CNN, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico,
I'm Mexican.
Mexican?
I was born in Mexico.
Okay, born in Mexico. Okay, Mexico. Thank you. What languages do you primarily speak at home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English, or something else?
Equal Spanish and English.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or what?
The older I get, the more Republican I get.
Okay. Would you say you call yourself a strong or not a very strong Republican?
Very weak Republican.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, will you say you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative on my wallet, liberal on my choices.
Okay. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
Junior college, then I graduated.
Okay. What is your religion, if any?
Raised Catholic, agnostic now.
Okay. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have, yes, your first name, please?
I'd rather not say, because you already
okay.
got my number.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we can contact you in the future? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. You have a good one. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right.
No problem.
All right.